Good morning, Wayne. Good to be with you.
What inspired you to do this?
To undertake the Black Dog Ride? Well, the story really is began about 20 years ago, I suppose, without me really knowing it, when tragically my mother took her own life. And it wasn't until many years later that we discovered that she'd been suffering with depression.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 5 years ago, the catalyst really was when my best mate's wife committed suicide. And we're combining that with the fact that my oldest daughter suffered from depression. It led me to think that I needed to do something about what appeared to be a fairly hidden illness, one that wasn't talked about. So I decided I needed to do something and raise awareness. And so I hopped on my motorbike in 2009 and rode around the country, and that was the beginning.
And since then, you've raised over $1 million for mental health services in Australia, which is quite remarkable. And I guess the message one of the messages you're trying to promote is that depression is not a sign of weakness.
Yeah, I think there's it's getting better, but I think there are still a lot of people, and I think particularly in the rural areas, where people think that it's a sign of weakness to admit that you've got a mental illness, got depression. And this is the message we try to get out there, that people need to talk about it, they need to reach out for help, and that it's okay to do that.
Yep. For anyone listening to this that wants to help you out, can they make a donation?
Absolutely. We've got a donation portal on the website, which is blackdogride.com.au.
Mm-hmm.
So they can just follow the big red donate button, and it's pretty easy. And all donations are gratefully received. They go to the money goes to Lifeline and Mental Health First Aid to help both those organisations in the great work they do.
Okay. And anyone who's listening to this that thinks they may be suffering depression, it's very hard to get a GP in Esperance if you haven't already got a GP. What would be their first step to get help?
Well, you actually crossed out my first step, and I recommend that people do see a GP. But look, if that's not possible, just talk to a mate.
Mm.
You know, I know it's not easy, but I think once that conversation starts, where you've spoken to someone and you've broken that silence, then I think hopefully that will lead on to you getting some professional help. Because with professional help, most people recover. It's not always something that you're cured of, but it certainly can be managed, as is the case with my oldest daughter. She goes up and down a bit, but mm-hmm. she has medication when she needs it. She sees a psychologist when she needs to.
Mm.
And it's just another illness that needs to be treated.
Mm. Steve, thank you very much. I hope the weather is nice for you when you arrive in Esperance on Saturday, and best of luck with the rest of the trip. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks very much for having me on the show, Wayne. Bye-bye.